At Christmas, we may sing the first Noel. In the United States, this is the only Noel. Confused? Join me on a trip to Christmas City, USA, on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Dot Harner says her hometown is the only one with this name in the entire country.
During the normal part of the season, it's called Noel, and then at Christmas time, everybody calls it Noel because it's the Christmas city.
N-O-E-L is usually Noel, but after Thanksgiving, it becomes Noel. Back in the 1930s, the post office here began a tradition that remains today.
The postmaster at that time thought it would be a good idea, since we were a Christmas city, to have the Christmas stamp, Christmas tree, and a Christmas wreath, and the name Noel stamped on the cards and sent out.
But it was a well-known singer in the 1940s who popularized sending cards to this town when she mentioned it on the airwaves.
Kate Smith kind of popularized it. She thought it was very nice that this city would do something like that.
Noel, Missouri's postmaster, and Smith remained in touch throughout her lifetime. People will mail their Christmas cards here to receive the special postmaster stamp before they are mailed to their final destination. Thousands of cars swamped this post office in a town of under 2,000 people.
They had over 100,000 back in those days, and now we're doing roughly around 80,000, give or take.
Dot says a volunteer can usually stamp about 500 cards in 1 hour. It's nonstop work with a workforce of over 40 volunteers. But she encourages folks to send their Christmas cards here. The volunteers are ready to stamp the thousands of cards that arrive.
Put the postage on the cards and put them in a big envelope and mail them to the postmaster at Noel.
It's a Christmas tradition at the first and only Noel in the United States. Traveling the countryside in Noel, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.